Target on the scanner.
Target on the scanner.
Elevation 29 degrees.
Elevation 29 degrees. Elevation 29 degrees.
Bearing 11 west.
Bearing 11 west. Bearing 11 west. In position! In position, Herr General.
Fire.
Fire! Fire!
The Guns of Navarone by Alistair MacLean. Dramatised by Bert Cools. Starring Toby Stevens, David Rintoul, Michael Williams, Alex Norton, John Garasio, and Peter Kenny. The Guns of Navarone.
Thanks. It didn't start well. It started damn badly.
Quite sure you won't have one of these, Mallory?
Thank you, sir, but I'd rather have some answers. Just what is all this? I'm yanked out of Crete at next to no notice, and then...
You were told why?
I was told I was going on leave.
A reasonable explanation, don't you think?
I would have preferred the truth, whatever it is. Look, Commodore Jensen...
The story wasn't for your benefit. If the Germans get wind, there's something brewing.
Are you saying my cover was done?
I'm saying we couldn't afford the slightest risk.
Well, I hope it's important.
Everything handled by subversive operations is important, Captain.
Sorry, sir. I've not had too much in the way of sleep. I was hauled out of bed at midnight, asked a lot of damn fool questions about what I got up to before the war, and then...
Questions were necessary.
And then treated to a five-hour drive across the blasted desert to this place. Does it have a name, by the way?
Patience, laddie. Patience. Time is endless. To wait... and keep on waiting. That's the way of the East. Ah.
Sir?
I thought I heard... Yes. They're back. Come on.
Ground crew to runway 2. Fire crew to 2. Medic stand by. Ground fire crew to runway 2.
Come on, Jimmy. Hold her. Hold her, damn it. Get those hoses in there!
Torrance, sir!
Move, for God's sake! Get those men out!
I think they're all right. Three, four,
yes.
Thank God for it.
How many made you back, Torrance?
That's the last one. I lost three planes.
If the devil hit you.
Every Yak-Ak gun in the south of Europe, I reckon. Sir, the Germans are guarding that bloody place with everything they've got. The job can't be done.
You're sure about that, Squadron Leader? Absolutely sure.
I lost a dozen good blokes tonight for nothing. If I ever find a joker who dreamed up the idea...
All right, Bill. Get yourself inside.
Sir.
I'm the joker he's after.
You sent them out on a suicide mission?
I had to be certain it couldn't be done by air. There's only one way left now.
The way that involves me. This is something to do with why I'm here, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Then with all due respect, sir, I think it's high time for an explanation. What is this job? What is it you want me to do?
I want you to destroy the guns of Navarone.
Destroy the guns of Navarone? I never heard of them.
All the damn place come to that. I wish to God I'd stayed ignorant.
There. Navrone Island. Held by the Germans like all the others off the Turkish coast. The guns are in an old fortress on the northern headland. Two of them covering the Straits of Mafos.
What sort of guns are they?
Oh, we don't know exactly. Something new, deadly accurate, and a hell of a range. Everything we've sent in there's been blasted to ribbons. The Navy's lost two battleships, four cruisers, and over a dozen destroyers.
Are we trying to retake the islands? I wouldn't have thought they were that vital.
Oh, we don't give a damn about them. Except for this one.
Keros.
That's the one island in the chain that's still ours. We've over 1,200 men on Keros. And by the end of this week, every one of them will be dead.
My God. Why?
Because the Germans are attacking at dawn on Saturday, and before you ask, the information's accurate.
Can't we defend the place?
No, Keros is for the hammer. The Germans are going to send in everything they've got.
For one single island?
Yes, it's a show of strength. To persuade Turkey to get off the fence and come in on Adolf's side. As far as Berlin's concerned, they have to take Keros. And there's not a damn thing we can do to stop them.
So, we have to get our men off before the attack.
There's a flotilla standing by to go in and pick them up. Unfortunately, there's only one possible approach.
Straight past the guns of Navarone.
They have to be put out of action by dawn on Saturday. It can't be done by sea. Or by air. I'm afraid we've proved that tonight.
And what's left?
The hard way. You're going into Navarone the hard way.
Why me, sir?
Special qualifications, laddie. You speak Greek like a Greek and German like a German. You're a skilled saboteur and a first-class organizer. And you know how to survive in enemy territory.
I know at least three other men with the same qualifications.
Yeah, but you've got something more, now, haven't you? You can take a look at those pictures now. Quality's not too hot, but they're the best we've got. Navarone's a fair size. One large town, several villages, and the whole place crawling with Germans.
Ah.
Good. You found it. You're looking at the only part of the island Jerry doesn't bother to defend. A short stretch of the southern coastline. Sheer cliff.
Nothing but rocks at the bottom and an overhang at the top. 600 feet?
Spot on.
600 feet. How many men?
You and four others. Hand-picked. Everyone a specialist. Mallory's Merry Mountaineers. This is where we part company.
Very good, sir. What happens now?
You'll be taking out 20 miles for transfer to a seaplane.
20 miles? Isn't that taking the precautions just a bit far?
I don't want the least whisper of this operation getting back to Berlin. Is that clear, Captain?
Perfectly clear, sir.
Good. Your equipment and the rest of your team will be waiting for you on the plane. This will fill you in.
Sir.
Any more questions?
Well, only about 100. No, sir.
Right. Good luck.
So, let's see who we've got.
My keys, eh?
Andrea.
Come here, my old friend.
Know each other, do you?
This is my old companion, Captain Keith. With this man, I've eaten and slept and lived in caves and fought the Germans who destroyed my land and my people. When I look in the mirror, this man is what I see. Ah, enough, eh? The business.
Enough is right. Is he always this loud?
He doesn't like me because I keep him awake. I introduce. This is the laziest American I ever met, Corporal Bill Miller of the United States of America.
Captain? Call me Dusty.
Dusty, eh? Suits you.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not here for my looks.
You're here because intelligence think you're the finest explosives man in southern Europe.
Well, who am I to argue with intelligence?
You know any Greek?
A couple of words.
Would I find them in a dictionary?
I kind of doubt it.
Welcome to the team, Miller.
Sir, do me a favor.
What?
Give me a nudge when we get there.
The laziest American I ever met. Give me a nudge when we get there.
Whatever there might be. Captain?
Yeah, Chief Petty Officer, Telegraphist Casey Brown.
Sir?
Brown. Clydesider, isn't it?
Aye, sir.
Engineer before the war?
Run to the family, sir. 4 generations.
Sound had you for the Army stick you in communications. The
officers move in mysterious ways, Captain. Begging your pardon.
Granted. Well, you're going to be an engineer on this trip, Brown. Let's hope you don't let your family pride down.
I'll do my best for you, sir.
And finally, I present Lieutenant Andrew Stevens, Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve.
Andy, Captain.
They take them young, your Royal Navy.
How much experience of guerrilla warfare, Stevens?
Practically none, Captain.
Huh.
Well, none at all, actually. I think I must be here for other reasons.
Let's hope so.
I'd be a bit more polite if I were you, Corporal. The Lieutenant here is in charge of transport. He may decide to make you swim.
You know something about boats, Lieutenant?
Quite a bit, actually, yes.
And navigation, too. And I hear you're a climber, Stevens.
Yes, sir. Alpine, mostly.
Go on.
Well, I've always admired your career, sir. Before the war, I mean. The way you brought everyone down when that Everest trip went wrong. It was fantastic, sir. If I could ever pull up something like that,
I'd... On fire to make your mark, laddie.
Well, yes, of course. Do one's bit and all that.
This is a war of patience, Stevens. Patience and cunning and craft.
Yes, sir.
So, Captain, why exactly are we here?
That can come later. All you need to know for now is that we're going to be flown to the army base at Castel Rosso. There's a change of clothes for all of you and with the crates of gear.
What's wrong with our uniforms?
Nothing. But we'll be going ashore in completely different togs. And we'll be changing again after that, so get used to it.
Cloak and dagger stuff.
Yes, if you like. And a lot more lives than ours depend on it. You can think about that during the flight.
Let me help you. So, where would you like it?
Oh, man, it was just fine where it was.
And just as you like.
Oh.
Your strength, Andrea.
My captain.
Captain Mallory?
Yes?
Captain Bragg's Army. This is Private Matthews.
Sir.
I'd release Matthews to you. He'll escort you to your quarters and stay on call in case you need anything. Those are my orders. It seems that your top priority, whoever you are.
Well, thank you very much. We'll leave the luggage here, I think. I suppose it'll be safe.
Perfectly. Why? What's in the boxes?
Enough TNT to blast this camp to kingdom come. Shall we go, boss?
Here you are, sir. A bit bleak, I'm afraid.
It's fine.
I'll wait in the corridor outside.
Better wait downstairs.
Sir?
Downstairs, please.
Captain?
Not much of a hotel room, is.
No, I've seen what?
6 chairs. And one sad excuse for a bed. Ah. Where are you other guys going to sleep?
We aren't, neither are you. We're pulling out in less than 2 hours.
Yes, great.
Come on, soldier, on your feet.
Whatever you say, boss.
Okay, gather around.
Come on, big guy, you heard the boss, man.
In the morning.
What's he up to, Captain?
Looking for dust.
He's looking for his microphones.
Andrea was patient and he was thorough. And he was a few other things, too. That's why it lasted so long, and me with him. It only took him a couple of minutes to go over every inch of that room. He said there was nothing there. He said there was nothing there.
Well, gentlemen, there you have it. A lovely setup, isn't it?
Just dandy.
This was a film. My next line will be, any questions, men? But we'll dispense with that because I wouldn't have any of the answers.
A sheer cliff.
You did say sheer, Captain.
Nothing wrong with your hearing, Chief.
But I was hoping maybe there was.
I can't even climb a ladder without falling off. One buck gets you 1,000, we don't get anywhere near the goddamn guns.
What odds are you offering the boys on Keros?
Yeah. The boys on Keros. I'd forgotten about them. I just keep thinking about me and that damn cliff.
A sheer rock face, and in the dark. Two of us ought to go up first and secure a line. Then we can pull up the others. And then we can pull up the others in the crates with
these... Leave here and send me to sleep. I open the window. Carry on.
Light line first, and then a rope with a harness. What do you think, Captain? Sir?
Maybe. But there could be a better way.
A better way? But surely this is the...
Newcomer, friend!
Well, I'll be damned.
Look at that!
Oh, poor little friend, this is your mother tell you never to play with knives. That's better.
Well, now, I guess maybe Andre has done that sort of thing before.
I guess maybe he has. Bring him over here, Andre.
Exhibit A.
How long has he been listening?
I thought I heard something 10 minutes ago, but I wasn't sure. Just now, I was sure. I'm sorry, my captain.
10 minutes, eh? What's your name? What are you doing here?
Hey, Captain, I'm asking you a question.
You speak English.
English.
He don't speak English.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. We can't take any chances. Brown, get his knife.
Aye, Captain.
Give it to Andrea.
There you are.
Thank you.
Clean and quick, please, Andrea. Between the shoulder blades.
No! No!
Well, what do you know? Maybe he does speak English after all.
This damn well better be important, Matthews.
Yes, sir.
Well, I strict orders that I wasn't to be disturbed.
Yes, sir, I know. Sorry, sir.
I'll have Mallory tied for this. What the hell do you want, Mallory? I've had a damn hard day and I'm not in the...
Good God, Nikolai. You know him?
Of course I know him. Nikolai, our laundry boy.
Your laundry boy? Do his duties include snooping around and listening in keyholes?
I don't believe it.
We caught him listening.
I want this man placed under arrest and kept in solitary confinement for at least a week.
You what? Who the hell are you to give me orders, Captain Mallory?
Well, then, I'm asking it as a favor. I can't explain, but it's terribly important. There are hundreds of lives at stake.
Melodramatic stuff and nonsense. Don't disturb me again, Briggs.
I'm tired of arguing. You'll do exactly as I say, or I'll make one radio call, and you'll be on the next ship home to England as a private.
All right. All right. If it means that much to you. Matthews, bring the prisoner. Sir, come on. Melodramatic nonsense.
Boss.
Never.
None of my business, I guess, but would you have done it? Busted him down and sent him home?
You're right. It's none of your business. But no, I wouldn't.
Captain?
Why not, sir? Because I couldn't. I don't have the authority. It's pure bluff.
You know, I kind of thought it might be. I'm beginning to think we're going to get to those guns after all.
My dear fellow,
Major Rutledge.
You make me feel dreadfully embarrassed, positively ashamed. I'm accustomed to supplying nothing less than the best.
She's perfect.
Look, I've been providing undercover chappies like you with everything in these last 8 or 9 months. Launches, yachts, everything. A fishing boat I can understand, but you're the first chap who's asked for one that's broken down and practically derelict.
She's exactly what we need, sir. Nothing to make us stand out.
If you want to go about unnoticed, what about a nice German E-boat? Perfect condition, only one previous owner. Get a view in 36 hours.
Thanks, but I think we'll stick with this.
Took a bit of finding, actually. My usual sources don't deal in this line of stuff.
Just what are your usual sources, sir?
Oh, you know. Round and about. The islands up north.
But aren't they held by the Germans?
Of course they are. So's this one.
We're on enemy ground.
No. Didn't Riggs' boys tell you when they dropped you off? Careless of them.
My God.
I wouldn't worry. Jerry isn't going to come scooping up this backwater.
But why are you based here?
Chap's got to have his HQ somewhere.
Head up, Lieutenant. It's not that bad.
No? Look at me.
Nah, you're no worse than the rest of us, kid. Is this really what they're wearing on Navarone this year, boss?
Yes, it is.
Cheer up. Black suits you, my energetic friend.
I don't like it.
And here's some good news. You might find yourself wearing white before this job's done.
White, Captain?
To hide in the snow, Chief Petty Officer Telegraphist, in the mountains.
Mountains on Navarone.
Pretty high mountains.
Oh, great.
Come on. Damn, he's a pilot.
How's it looking, Chief?
Oh, I'm keeping it going, sir. Only just.
Good man. What is it? Kelvin?
Aye, that's yes.
Yeah. My father's got an old launch back home. Same engine.
Yeah, fine piece of work if you treat them right.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't ask how this one's been treated.
Safer for you to live your life in ignorance, sir. Oh, things up top.
Things? Things are amazing.
He was right. You know that incredible blue the Aegean can be? The islands drifting by, all violets and purples and haze. And there we were, Greek fishermen of the life, stretched out on deck doing next to nothing. The world and the war might have been a million miles away.
My God! Get out! Run! Come on!
No, wait!
Gotcha! Come on, man! Come on!
What the hell happened?
Are you okay?
Well, here, drink this.
Here, lad.
What was it, Brian? Do you know?
Aye, sir, I do. A bloody great hole blown in the standpipe. Carbon monoxide and fire right in our faces. Nobody help me.
Can you repair it?
Not a chance, Captain. We'll have to be welded.
Am I scuppered?
No. Get another swig of that water. I'm pretty sure I saw a spare pipe down there with all the other junk. Rusted to hell, but I can maybe make it do. Leastways, I'll have a go, sir.
I'll give you a hand.
The smoke's clear.
You up to it, chump?
Aye, I guess so. Hey, come away then.
Brown.
Sir?
How long do you think?
Oh, Lord only knows, sir. Maybe 4 hours.
4 hours?
I'm no miracle worker, Captain.
Do your best, Chief.
Aye, sir.
Captain.
Who is it?
Off to the east. About 3 miles.
Already.
It was a German patrol, coming straight for us. Our disguises were pretty good, but we were carrying stuff you wouldn't exactly expect to find on a fishing boat. We could have done without visitors.
If they board us and look around, we're finished.
Well, perhaps if you ask them nicely, they won't.
All right, Miller.
We're dead in the water, damn it. We're not going to just sail on by.
Easy, Stevens. Remember who we are. Just a boatload of fishermen having a bad day.
What if they don't buy it, sir?
It's all been discussed, laddie. You were there.
Yes, but...
You have your orders, Lieutenant.
But... Sir, you can't...
For God's sake, shut up, kid!
That'll do, Corporal.
Boss. Stevens, listen to me. If we go under, 1,200 men on Keros go with us. It's as simple as that. It's not even a question of conscience.
I'm very sorry, sir. I won't let you down.
I never thought you would. Now, you take the wheel.
Captain.
The rest of you, scatter and keep it casual. They've probably already got their glasses on us.
You were very hard on him.
Oh, no. I didn't like it either. But I had to do it.
He has been afraid since the beginning, of course.
Afraid of failing, yes, I know. And afraid we'd find out.
That you'd find out. His hero.
They're nearly here. Get yourself ready, Andrea.
I am ready.
It was a regular German Navy patrol boat. More guns than crew. 2-pounder, Spandau, automatic carbines, and a lieutenant straight out of the Hitler Youth. All we needed.
Identify yourself!
My God.
He was speaking English. Oh, it was a simple enough trap. He was hoping we'd do the same, give ourselves away. But what the flaming hell made him suspect we might be English in the first place?
Identify yourselves and your vessel!
I knew what was coming. It was basic procedure, whichever side you were on. Single out the man who looked most likely to crack. Didn't take the bastard longer to decide who that was.
Identify yourself! You, at the wheel! Well, boy, are you deaf? Answer me! Answer me, I say.
Hey? What?
Good lad.
We are coming aboard.
I don't understand. Can't you speak Greek?
We are coming aboard.
That's better.
Make no sudden moves or we fire. You, come with me, come with me. Why are you drifting? You! Answer! House!
He's deaf. Deaf, can't you tell?
So one more of you can talk, at least. Are you in charge?
It's my boat.
Why are you adrift?
Engine broke.
What's in this crate?
Fishing gear.
House, open it.
Now!
Behind you! Everybody down!
What was that?
Mainly TNT, boss. With a few extra touches and a grenade to set it all off.
Remind me never to doubt intelligence's word again. Right, anybody hurt?
You're bleeding, man.
It's nothing. Captain.
Andrea.
The boy.
I'll talk to him. Get rid of the bodies and, what's down the deck?
Sir.
Lieutenant.
Captain.
Are you hurt?
No, sir. It's just... Sorry, sir.
You did well. Bought us some time.
What of the man I shot? His whole body just exploded.
It had to be done. You knew that.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it, Captain.
Lieutenant, look at Andrea. Look at him.
Yes, sir.
All the men I know, he has the most call to hate the Germans. And he does hate them. And he kills them when he has to. And then he hates himself for doing it.
He hates himself.
Killing's against everything he believes in. But he still does it. He kills his enemies so that better men can live. Now, come on. We need to help with this cleaning up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel.
Can you get that any stronger, Brown?
I'm trying, Captain.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel.
Pimpernel receiving. Over.
Priority information. X, now X minus one. Repeat. X, now X minus one. Acknowledge.
X minus one understood.
X minus one, boss.
Later.
Forecast East Anglia follows.
As never own.
Severe electrical storms probable. Heavy rainfall. Visibility poor. Winds east to southeast, force 6. Locally, force 8. Rhubarb up.
Switch it off, Brown.
Captain.
Force 8, huh?
Force 8.
I'll go back to the engine. Are you coming, Corp?
Well, I guess there's nothing more interesting to do.
We should try hoisting the sails, Captain. We might make some headway before the storm sets in. Captain Mallory?
Yes. Yes, right.
I'll get to it.
Andrea.
My Keith.
X-1 means the deadline's been brought forward a day. The Germans are going to attack this Friday.
So we have only 3 days to put the guns out of action.
3 days. No engine, first-class storm building up, and only 3 days. What a bloody mess.
Cap.
What is it, Brown?
I'm going to have to cobble some parts together out of scrap. Shorty work, but it'll be one hell of a mess.
So what? Just get the damn thing going.
Aye, sir, only...
What?
Well, it's going to take a good while longer than I thought, sir. I can't give you so much as a guess. No, yet.
Okay, keep me informed, Chief.
Aye, sir.
The storm is coming.
We won't stand a chance out here any open. Any luck, Stevens?
I think so, sir. Look.
What have you found?
This island. It's about 3 miles away. Well, look at this creek. It bends round, almost 90 degrees. It's a natural shelter.
What do you think, Andrea?
It will be safe. But can we spare the time?
We don't have any choice. Can you get us there, Lieutenant?
Yes, Captain. Leave it to me.
Good man. You're in charge, then.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, brilliant. Come into my parlor, said a spider to the fly.
I'm sorry, Captain.
What for? The decision was mine. Mastermind Mallory. Probably the only bloody creek for 100 miles with a German guard post on it, and I bring us straight here.
You had no choice. We wouldn't have survived the storm without the engine.
They don't seem to be paying us too much attention, do they?
This is a good shelter. Many Greek boats must use it. To them, we have nothing unusual.
How many men do you reckon they'll have up there, Andrea?
I've seen 2 moving around. Maybe 3 or 4 altogether. It's only a small force.
Perhaps they'll leave us alone.
Hey! You! In there!
What can you see?
1 guard. Armed. Not old enough to shave.
Why waste seasoned men on a place like this?
What's the matter with you?
At least he's speaking Greek. He doesn't sound suspicious.
He will be if we don't answer. Give me that open bottle from the crate. Right. Stand by.
Were you all asleep? What the hell do you want?
How dare you address a German soldier in that tone?
What vessel is this? Where are you bound for?
You know... One thing about you Germans, you know how to make a good wine.
I asked you a question.
But I bet you don't get your hands on this sort of stuff. Officers only, and their friends, of course.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. Some of us like to be helpful. Names, information, little errands, and in return, good help to the fatherland.
You're not dealing with an officer now. Some of us despise your sort, Quisling.
Oh, I'll tell my friends from Berlin you said so.
I ask you a question. Your vessel and your destination.
The Aeon. In Palace for Samos. Under orders.
Whose orders?
Herr Commandant General Grable.
Grable? You have papers? Letters of authority?
Here. You know him, do you? The Herr General?
I know of him. These are in order.
Of course they are. Now, come on, relax. What is it you say? Project? How many of you were up there in the tower?
Why do you want to know?
Listen to yourselves. Don't you trust anyone? We've got 2 crates of these. We can spare you a bottle each. How many of you?
Three of us.
Andrea?
What? I'm busy. We'll just
sleep in one. Stop your moaning and bring 3 bottles of the Moselle.
I've got better things to do.
Do it! Why should the brass have all the benefits, eh?
Here. It doesn't look old enough to drink.
Hold your tongue. Go on, hand them over. Careful. Got them?
Got them.
Don't bother me again.
Excuse him. He's an idiot. Next time we're back this way, we'll bring you some hock. Auf Wiedersehen!
Auf Wiedersehen!
Auf Wiedersehen!
So there are only 3 of them. That should make things easier.
Well done, sir. Jolly good show.
I'm afraid the congratulations are a bit premature.
What do you mean?
I saw another guard coming down the path. Stevens, squint out of the window. See if you can see anything.
Nothing. No. There he is. Talking to our man. He's excited about something.
Are they coming back?
I don't know. No. They're back off up the path. Running, Captain.
Stevens, call Miller and Brown back up on deck. They've been tipped off.
Tipped off, sir?
They must have a radio link back to their HQ.
You mean we're blown?
Not yet, I don't think. Those papers are pretty good. No. They know something's up, but they're not sure that we're it. Not completely sure.
What will they do?
Talk to their commandant.
And he will hear the name of the great General Grable and be scared. He won't want to take a risk.
So he'll radio his superiors.
And sooner or later, someone will get through to the Herr General himself, and then we'll be blown.
But it'll take time. We've got at least 30 minutes. How's the engine coming along, Chief?
Oh, she's coming, Captain, but she's not there yet. I'll need more than 30 minutes.
Right, get back to it.
Aye, sir.
And what are the rest of us going to do? Make out our last wills and testaments? We got to do something, boss.
We're going to do something.
Well, then, I'll show you if I'm a man or a boy.
Shut your stupid mouth, boy.
Come on!
Keep out of this, you drunken idiot. Your father was a son of a pig.
Yeah. And your mother was the daughter of a sheep.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Go on, hit him, hit him! You see? You see, that's what you get for insulting people.
Shut your face or I'll shut it for you.
Leave him alone! Yeah!
Grandson of a pig.
Okay, it was all a bit obvious, but it was the best we could manage. We knew they'd be keeping an eye on us. We just gave them something interesting to look at. That's all. Okay, I think we can relax now for a spell. It's getting pretty quiet down below. Chief must be nearly finished.
I wonder how the big guy's doing.
Andrea had slipped off the boat while we were doing our party piece. That was the only risky bit, really. Once he was ashore, I knew he'd be okay. Andrea could move like a cat when he wanted to.
It's 3-1 up there. You should have let me go with him.
You'd have been in his way.
Boss.
And so would any of us. You don't know Andrea, Dusty, but I know him. Just a big, fat, good-natured chap, right?
You left out loud.
Okay, I left out loud. But he's only all that when he wants to be. Believe me, I know. I've seen the real thing.
How long have you known him, sir?
Nearly 5 years. When I first met Andrea, I was a junior lieutenant, and he was a lieutenant colonel.
Oh, what? You're joking.
Puts him in a different light, doesn't it? He outranks all of us by quite a way.
He told me he had more reason to hate the Germans than anyone else you know.
That's true enough. Early on in the war, Andrea's whole family, wife, 3 daughters, parents, were massacred. His parents had weights tied to them and were thrown alive into a river. The wife and daughters, well, you can guess. Andrea tracked down the group that had done it. There were 12 of them. He found the hut where they were sleeping, broke the neck of the guard, and was back outside in 2 minutes, soaked in blood from head to foot. Nobody heard a sound.
This is a bad night. What do you mean? I don't know. Eerie. Like someone's walking on your grave. Can't you feel it, kid?
No.
I can. A man could believe anything on a night like this.
Hey! Hey! Here's your wine. Ah, that's better. That's the worst, my friend.
No need to ask how things went, eh?
It's just too easy.
God.
Now, be calm, my young lieutenant. I didn't lay a finger on them.
You didn't?
Oh, perhaps a couple of taps. I didn't need to. They were all looking down here at your party. An elephant could have crept up on them. I held them up, took their guns, and locked them in their own cellar.
Captain!
Yes, Chief?
I think your engine's ready to go, sir.
You think?
Oh, I can't be sure till I try her, Captain. I didn't want to try her until you said the word.
Chief, the word is said.
Aye, aye, Captain.
A credit to your ancestors, Chief. Right, Stevens, take the wheel. Miller, Andrea, you better stand by on the pump. We're getting out of here. Holding up.
Okay, sir.
Have a break. I'll take the wheel for a spell.
They need you out there. With respect, Captain. I think I have a bit more experience at this than you have.
You're right. I'll probably steer us around in circles. How are we doing?
Still on course, I think.
Chin up, Andy. This can't last forever.
No, sir.
Andy?
All right. I'm all right.
Where the hell did that come from?
God knows. Sir. Listen, the wind, it's gone.
What the hell?
It's a back surge.
Back surge?
Hold on, for God's sake, there'll be another one. See? Full astern! Full astern! We're right under the cliff!
Everyone all right? Andrea?
Yes.
Miller? Brown?
Aye.
Stevens? Stevens?
Still here, sir.
Good. Andy?
Sir?
Bloody well done.
God knows how, but he'd got us through the rocks and the surf and up onto the shore, if you could call it that. If it hadn't have been for that cave, we'd have been swept straight back out again, like the boat.
Oh, man, how the devil did you keep them dry?
Trick of the trade. Here, and pass it round. I think it's my last one.
Thanks.
Right, let's take stock. Injuries?
The lieutenant is bleeding.
Andy?
Oh, caught some glass in my face when the wheelhouse bought it, Captain. It's not serious.
Anyone else?
No.
What about the gear? How much did we save?
Well, my detonators and fuses. And we still got my crate of TNT. We can thank the big guy for that.
And for the radio, too. And most of the supplies, I think.
I thought I told you to leave the supplies and get yourself safe.
Without the food? Please, my captain. Besides, this is a big cave. Room for me and the food. I think we'll be glad of it before too long. What about the climbing gear?
I got on almost all of it.
So the climb's still on, then, boss.
You don't get out of it that easily, Corporal.
Yeah, somehow I thought I wouldn't.
Captain.
Chief.
I suppose this is what I think it is.
No doubt about it. Hats off to Lieutenant Stevens, lad.
Well done, boy.
Thanks.
Welcome to Navarone.
Even in the dark and the storm, I could tell. All the features fitted like a glove. The rocks, the gap through the reef, everything. We were there all right. There was a ledge outside the cave, not 3 feet wide. And above it, the cliff. 600 feet of sheer bloody rock. Straight up.
So, this is Navarone, huh? My God, ain't it wonderful.
There's a ledge. Come on.
A good ledge. You're all right?
We're about 20 feet from the top. This fish here runs all the way, I think. No bother.
Oh, we should rest for a moment first.
Yeah, I should. There's one thing about a sheer cliff. Once we get the rope rigged, we should be able to pull the others up, no problem. Stephen was last, I think.
He wanted to be first. With you.
He wouldn't have made it. And neither would I, not without you.
Good team.
Oh, yes. Ready?
Ready.
You see anything, Corp? Not a damn thing. Kid?
No. Nothing.
Let me see that face.
No, I'm all right, I tell you. I'm all right.
Kid, none of us are all right. But you're the only one covered in blood.
It's nothing.
Well,
we're bang on the nose. Exactly where we wanted to be. It's just a narrow strip of land, a belt of rocks, then the woods. A stroke of luck.
No guards.
Why should there be guards here?
My Keith, twice already we have been expected.
Oh, no. God, no. Wait here.
Who's there? Who's there? Is there somebody there?
What the hell are they doing up there?
If he was wrong, the line would have dropped back down.
No, and if everything was right, the line would have kept moving up.
He should have taken me with him.
I wish to God I could see.
The Greek may be strong, but he just hasn't got the skill.
Poor devil. Just a kid.
Thank you.
You distracted him just long enough.
I was right. Yes, and I should have expected it too.
Too many coincidences. The patrol boat, the alarm at the watchtower.
And now this. All thanks to our friend Captain Briggs.
He must have let Nikolai go.
And now the Germans know the whole bloody plan. They wouldn't have posted just one man to deal with five of us. There's no one else here. There must be a string of lookouts right along the cliff top.
With a way of keeping in touch. Flares? Field telephone.
Probably a regular check-in.
They'll have passwords. They'll know his voice.
Well, I wasn't planning to answer it.
Someone will come to check. Probably more than one.
We're going to have to make it fast.
Three poles on the line.
A major.
Right. Must be holding the rope. Come on, son.
Yeah, sure.
They have the rope. Three tugs.
The first crate's ready. I'll help you hold it up.
No, you rest.
There's the signal. They've got the explosives, right. Guns and ammo next.
Guns and ammunition.
I'll bring up the last load.
What the hell?
What is it?
The line's gone slack.
Broken?
Why, it's covered rope. Wait.
Look.
Somebody tied the knot. They didn't tie it.
What was the third load?
The food. All the food. And the stove. And the fuel. And the compass. Ah, just so much less to carry, my kid. Think how grateful our tired friend Corporal Miller is going to be.
Andrea.
Hey, this is just a little thing.
Yes, of course, a little thing.
Come on, let's get the others up.
Oh, my. If that's mountain climber, you can keep that.
That wasn't climbing, that was being pulled up on the end of a rope.
Oh, well, you can keep that at all.
Am I here? Look.
My God, I am here.
Why'd you close your eyes coming over the lip?
I didn't. I closed them at the bottom.
You came the whole way blind?
Like I told you, boss, I get sick going up a ladder. Let's get the kid up.
Still no sign of a patrol. But it's not going to be long. How's Stevens doing?
He's on the ledge, almost here.
Come on, Lieutenant. Last lap. Come on.
Devil's slowing him up.
The kid's hurt.
He'll be dead if he doesn't get a move on and us with him. Stevens!
Aye, Captain. Coming.
Captain, from the west. 4 or 5 men moving fast.
Oh, hell, damnation.
Stevens!
Yes. Just give me a minute.
We haven't got a minute. Get up here.
Damn it, Paul.
Shut up. Stevens, get up here now.
Yes, I'm coming.
My God.
Stephen!
Quiet!
I think he's on the ledge.
Stephen!
Shut up, I said. Andrea?
The Germans are close. 5 men, guns, and torches.
Right. Get the gear out of sight, then everybody back to the rocks.
You're not going to leave him.
Captain, it's...
Move!
I didn't know if he was alive or dead. Either way, we couldn't stay there. 1,200 men. It's a hell of a thing to have in your hands. The lives of 1,200 men. A hell of a thing.
I'm sure I saw him hit that ledge. Was he alive? Couldn't tell.
Help me!
Sorry, guys. He's out. What did you do with the body?
Over the cliff.
Elliot! Wake up!
Right. No time for fancy work and to hell with the noise. First sign of trouble, we take the lot of them.
I'm going to look over the edge. You, hold my arms. Wolf, give me a torch.
Yes, sir.
How sure are you Stevens landed on the ledge?
Pretty damn sure.
Stand by.
Damn that rain. Wait. Oh, my God.
Right, that's it.
No, what? Wait. That fool. A damn stupid fool. It's Eric.
But yeah, he's recruiting blind men.
Praise be the night and the rain. Quiet.
Damn this edge is treacherous.
Is he dead, sir?
I think so. No. I saw him move.
He's alive. Thank God.
Let's hope he's got the sense to keep his mouth shut.
Right. Heinz, go back to HQ for the doctor. Boots, splint, and a stretcher. You two, come with me for the climbing gear.
Didn't someone stay with Eric?
But... I know what, Private. Hold his hand. Now let's move.
Brown, Miller, you're on watch. Andrea, the rope. I'm going down to him. Stevens? Stevens, can you hear me? Andy. Lieutenant.
Oh.
That's better. That's good. Now, let me see. Oh, dear God. How is he? Bad. How the hell do we get him up top?
I'll carry him up.
He wasn't being heroic or desperate. He was simply stating a fact. This is what I'm going to do. I had to tie the boy onto his back. Stephen's leg was broken in 2 places. It was hanging loose, just shreds of skin keeping it together. At one point, it caught on a rock.
Ah!
As I followed them up, we'd dyed our hair black, part of the disguise, black hair. And as I followed them up that damn cliff, I could see streaks of black running down the boy's face. His head was back at some god-awful angle, and the rain and the blood were washing the dye out of his hair. And I thought, Jensen's going to hear about this inferior bloody dye. It could cost a man his life. All the bloody damn stupid trivial things to worry about.
Give me that torch.
Here.
Suffering Christ.
Stevens had a gash on the side of his face I could have put my fist in. He'd already lost a hell of a lot of blood. It had happened on the boat, and he'd been covering it up. He needed warmth, dry clothes, shelter, and we'd lost the blankets, the stove, the spare clothes, everything. I found out afterwards it was Stevens who tied up that last bundle. If he hadn't have been half blind with the blood in his eyes, he'd have done it properly. Damn it, I should have noticed. He'd got us through the rocks and saved all our skins, and now, thanks to me, he was probably going to be his own executioner. Dusty Miller managed to set the boy's leg and get some sort of splint on it. We couldn't manage a stretcher, though. Andrea had to pick up Stevens and carry him again.
Where exactly are we headed, boss?
Now, there's supposed to be caves in these mountains.
The kid needs a damn sight more than a cave.
You think I don't know that?
My captain.
Andrea.
Look at this sky.
How long do you think?
Not long.
Would you mind keeping the troops informed here, boss?
Now, what's up, captain? No more bloody rain.
No, Chief Petty Officer Telegraphist. Not more bloody rain. Bloody snow.
There! Over there!
Call that a cave!
Give it a rest, Miller! That's the best we're gonna do! Andrea!
My captain!
Across the fissure, that gap in the rocks. Can you get the boy there?
I can't!
Miller was right. It wasn't much of a cave. It was just a sort of tunnel between the rocks, dripping wet and freezing cold. But there was room for all of us, and we managed to keep the worst of the blizzard out. We got Stevens as dry as we could, and then we fell asleep. All of us. No guard, no watch, nothing. We slept like we were already dead.
Keep with
her. What's happened?
Something woke me. A sound.
What sort of sound?
I don't know.
You realize we slept through a whole day.
There.
Oh, my God. It's a German search party heading this way. WGB, the Alpenkorps.
Alpenkorps?
Mountain troops.
The best there is. How far off?
They'll be here before dark.
How's Andy?
He's still out cold.
I can see that damage. How is he?
Soak through freezing cold, damn near gone. Move him and he'll die.
If we stay here, we'll all die. We're going and he's coming with us.
Drag him along until he's dead and then just dump him in the snow, is that it?
That's it.
The hell it is. Leave him here. Let the Germans find him. There's got to be something that passes for a hospital on this damned island.
He'll get medicine, dry clothes. He knows too much. The Germans know we're here. That search is no coincidence. But the odds are they don't know the whole plan.
What about that little spy back on Castel Rosso? Didn't he hear the lot?
I'm gambling that he only picked up the basics. Stevens knows every last detail.
You're gambling with the kids,
I'm well aware of it.
He's a tough laddie. He wouldn't talk.
Don't make him talk. Scopolamine will make anyone talk.
Scopolamine. And a man in his state.
Yes, in their place, I'd do exactly the same.
Ray, you damn well would, wouldn't you?
We can't leave him here for the Germans to find, and that's an end to it. Now get the gear together. We're leaving. Well, that's all the gear packed. What are you doing?
I thought I might go for a little walk. With your permission, of course.
What sort of little walk?
You don't want to move the boy. To watch him die, then throw him aside. Whatever you said to the others, you don't want to do this.
I have to.
No, you don't. I will draw off the search party.
Alone?
Of course. Stay here, in the shelter, till the sun goes down. There's a village in the valley. You can go there after dark and fetch food and fuel and perhaps something for the boy.
Perhaps.
He is very young, my Keith. A child, almost. It will not be long. The chief is also not well, I think.
Carbon monoxide poisoning from the boat. He's getting over it, but it takes time.
Leave him to watch the boy. You and the corporal can carry all you need. Make the lazy American work.
Yes.
I'll be back tonight. I go now. Yes?
For God's sake, look after yourself.
If you must speak to God, speak to him about those poor devils who are looking for us. Goodbye, Mackie.
Boss.
What do you want, Miller?
Before you pull us out of here, I think you ought
to... We're staying put. If you've got anything to say, Corporal, then say it.
There's something you ought to see. Inside.
Well, well, well. The sleeper awakes at last. Better late than never. Smoke.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good.
How are you feeling now?
Frozen, sir.
And the leg?
I can't see a thing. I think it must be frozen, too.
Frozen, he says. Goddamned ingratitude. It's the first-class medical care, kid.
Sorry, Dusty. I didn't realize. Thanks. Captain.
What?
There's no good kidding ourselves. I don't want to seem ungrateful.
Huh.
And I hate the idea of cheap heroics. But I'm a damn great millstone around your neck. You've got to go on without me.
Forget it. We can look after you and those ready guns all at the same time.
You'll never get away carrying me. For the mission, sir, you've got to leave me behind.
That's enough. The subject's closed.
Captain?
Andy?
Thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid.
Corporal! Malignant! The right flank's lagging behind again. Give them the signal.
Sir!
Again!
Sir!
What the hell? Take cover! Take cover!
Rhubarb
calling Pimpernel. Are you hearing me, Pimpernel?
This is Pimpernel. This is Pimpernel. Receiving your strength too. Over.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel. No signal from your station.
No.
We have no signal from your station.
What was pilot junk?
Everyone at home very concerned about your silence. Would love to hear from you. Send word as soon as possible. Repeat. Send word.
What do you think I'm trying to do yet, Jeff?
We will send every 4 hours. Repeat. Every 4 hours. Do we hear from you? Message end. Rhubarb out.
Nice to know they're worried about us, eh, Chief?
Oh, Captain. I didn't hear you.
I suppose it's better than just telling us to get on with it.
Aye, maybe.
Give you a hand, Casey.
No, thank you, sir. I can manage that.
back.
The Moser. Not the big fella.
Yes.
Aye.
On, you can do better than that, my friends.
Hey! Over here!
How much further is this damn village?
Can't be far now.
I thought you knew, boss.
Look, I'm worried about him too, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want to save the kid's life, not just keep him away from the Germans.
Right, that's it. Let's end this now. This mission is more important than Stevens' life, or yours or mine, and you know it. I'll do whatever I have to get the job done, and you know that too. But if you think I'm enjoying watching that boy suffer, you're completely bloody wrong, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. Now, is that clear, Corporal?
Perfectly clear, Captain.
Then come on. The quicker we find this village, the quicker we can get back.
Do not move. You are thinking that I cannot shoot both of you at once. Do not move, I said. You are correct. However, my friend over there can very easily kill the one I cannot. Please be good enough to come with us. Against the wall, please.
Who are you?
Amusing. I was about to ask you the same question. Perhaps you would prefer this one. Who are you working for? Oh, please, I do advise you to answer. My friend here can be very persuasive.
Easy, guy. Can we talk about this?
A yank. Enough. No, my friend. We cannot talk about this. Since he was entertained by our friends in the fortress, Panais here cannot speak.
Panais? Panais Vlachos?
The same.
And you're Luki Stavrou?
At your service, Major Mallory.
Look, boss, I hate to interrupt the party, but just who the hell are these guys?
Ah, sir. We are Luki and Panais. The foxes of Navarone.
The resistance. And damned welcome they were, too. As well as damned efficient. They had food already packed up waiting for us. And they didn't turn a hair at the other stuff we asked for.
It's no problem, Major. Blankets, medicine, perhaps a stove.
A stove? You can do that?
If Mr. Dusty Miller will go down to the village with Panais, you will see what the foxes of Navarone can do.
Okay with you, Corporal. Hey, conversation's overrated. I've always said so.
Panais can make himself understood. You will see. And the Major and I, we will take the food to your cave, yes? A good plan.
A good plan. Glorious sight. What's that?
Urdu. Like breathing fire.
How's the boy?
He's only the soundest past hour. I've not touched the bandages.
Any sign of Andrea?
I'm afraid no, Captain.
Major.
Captain Luki.
Of course, Major. Listen. Not 5 minutes from here was old Larry's hut. Larry, the mad gutter.
So?
So, when Larry died, the hut fell to ruins. The remains are there still.
What?
Firewood.
Why did the Germans torture Panais?
Because they found it inside the fortress.
The fortress?
They tried to make him say how much he had seen. But Panais told them not.
And how much had he seen?
Everything. He's drawn you a map. Sentries, barracks, command posts. Gun platform. Everything.
Luki, my friend. Things are looking up at last. God, what a price to pay. Mind you, I'm surprised they released him at all.
He was their warning to the town.
This man has no voice. This man was flogged near to death. See this man's scars and remember what happens to the enemies of this Third Reich.
Did it work?
My Panayas beat them. He's not silent, eh? And he lets no man see these scars. So no man can...
What is it?
In the rocks. Behind us. Someone moving.
Hey, you call that a welcome?
Andrea!
My kid!
And who are you, little man?
Lucky, one of the foxes of Navarone.
Man, it's good to see you.
And you, Chief Petty Officer Telegraphist. The boy.
That's not good.
Anais and Mr. Dusty Miller will be back soon. They will bring medicine. Anais will fetch it from the German's own stores if he has to. He has the luck of the devil and the courage of a madman. And he hates the scum Germans as no man ever hated.
Okay, Captain, I've done what I can. This seems to work.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel.
Bang on schedule, Chief.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel. Can you hear me, Pimpernel?
Better reception than before.
Well, here goes. This is Pimpernel, receiving you strength 5. Over.
Pimpernel, do not transmit. Repeat, do not transmit. Send one click if you understand me. Over.
What's he playing at? Do it, Chief.
Important message follows. Your hosts are eager to hear your voices. Monitoring stations are being set up all over East Anglia. We will continue to send word from home, but do not expect to hear from you again. One click, if you understand me. Our stranded friends can expect their visitors as planned. We're still hoping to see them ourselves first. Rhubarb, out.
Monitoring stations.
This place is no bigger than a soup plate. They could pin us down to the nearest inch.
Well, no use worrying about it now.
Hell, teeth.
Dusty. Anais, how went the mission?
Never mind the damn mission. I spent half that goddamn night climbing up a goddamn mountain with a stove and enough fuel to bait a bloody elephant, and you've already got it hotter than hell in here. Well, well, boss. Not planning to use the explosives anymore, are we?
My brain must have frozen along with the rest of me. We were actually sitting on the crates of TNT and the plastic explosive. They weren't 2 feet from the fire. Oh, we weren't going to blow ourselves up, but TNT sweats in the heat, and once that crystallizes, it's useless. It was too wet to store everything in the open, so... it was back to old Mad Larry's hut again. There was just enough of it left to cover up the boxes.
Good. It is done. Now we must go. The foxes of Navarone disappear into the night. Hey, Panayas.
Thank you both for everything.
When we meet again, we will give you the map of the fortress.
6:30, Olive Grove, south of the village.
And then to your new hiding place. Better than this, I think. Anais, what?
Damn fool!
Anais is always this way.
Quiet!
Shut him up!
I can hear something.
It's Panayi's back.
Well, Loki,
what did you see?
What's he saying?
He saw nothing. Except some goats.
Goats? Did he sound like goats to me?
Panayas says, what do you know of goats?
Aye.
We must go.
Well, for God's sake, watch your backs on the way down. If anyone tries to stop you, shoot to kill.
Major, my friend. Panayas never shoots any other way.
How is he, Dusty?
I thought you were asleep, boss.
Did the medicine help?
Take a look at this.
Oh, God.
Gangrene. Spreading like a forest fire. Just been wasting my time.
Have you got rid of the pain?
I think so, yeah.
He's warm and dry and as comfortable as we can make him. You've not been wasting your time. Here, have one of these.
Thanks, boss.
Very sensible. I am Oberleutnant Tutzig, and you are the prisoners of the Württembergische Gebirgsbattalion. Make one move and you will die.
Thanks. I'd mounted a watch, of course. 2 hours each. When they came, it was Casey Brown, but it could have been any of us. We were all bone-tired. And they were the WGB, the Alpine Corps. The best there is.
Take a good look at them, Sergeant.
Sir!
Look at their eyes. Dangerous men, Sergeant. The English choose their killers well.
How did you manage to find us?
Only a fool burns juniper wood. We smelt it miles away.
What is wrong with this man?
He's dying.
Is he indeed? I have no quarrel with a dying man. Sergeant, leave him there.
Stop.
Get the rest of them outside. And be warned, Englishman. My men are praying for an excuse to shoot you down.
Move! Keep moving!
What have you done with the man on guard?
Your gallant sentry. He's asleep at his post. Very soundly asleep.
You've killed him.
We don't kill where there's no need, Englishman. We don't stab in the back and cut men's throats.
Cut men's throats?
We are soldiers, not murderers.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about my own Batman. An unarmed messenger, a boy. We found him not an hour ago.
That was none of our doing.
Oh! Don't assault my intelligence, murderer. Tie the hands.
Are you going to shoot us?
Haven't you heard a word I said? No, I'm not going to kill you. My orders are to bring you in alive for questioning.
But, sir, Captain.
What do you want?
I am no killer. Before God, I am not one of them.
You yellow bastard.
Silence!
What were you saying, fat man?
Oh, sir, I am only a Greek, a poor Greek fisherman. They forced me to go with them. Let me go, sir. Let me go, and I will tell you all their secrets.
What do you reckon they've taken us to?
There's a compound in the village. Probably just a few huts and a bit of barbed wire.
Hope they've got decent beds.
Silence.
Excellently done, Oberleutnant Tutzig.
Harpenskörder?
Most efficient, really, most efficient. Dangerous men, Tutzig. You had a little trouble, perhaps? The prisoners were uncooperative?
They offered no resistance at all, sir. My men were perhaps a little enthusiastic.
A little enthusiastic. But only a little, eh?
Hauptmann?
Only a little. Then this one?
Was in that condition when we found them, sir.
I was about to commend you for your thoroughness. No matter.
The boy needs a doctor.
Ah. You are the leader of this rabble?
He's an injured officer, a prisoner of war.
Don't lecture me on the Geneva Convention. He'll get what he needs in time. Where are the explosives?
What explosives?
What explosives? You come to Navarone, you plan to destroy the guns in the fortress, and you neglect to bring any explosives. Do you think I am a fool?
Hard to say. Maybe when I've known you longer.
And you? You also try to be funny. Will you tell me that you brought a bag full of fuses but no explosives? Hmm? Where are they?
I don't know anything about any explosives.
Oh. What about you, my fat friend? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, Your Excellency. I told the lieutenant here...
I know what you said. You tell us everything you know if we'll just let you go.
Before God and my mother, Your Honor.
One of our gallant allies, Lieutenant.
My face is bleeding.
Curious, isn't it, how many big men are not only stupid, but cowardly, too. It must be some sort of natural compensation. Go on, then, big man. Tell me everything you know.
My name is Peter Papaios, Your Honor. I'm just a poor fisherman. This man came from Alexandria.
You damn Judas! Be quiet, or you'll be shot. Go on.
They were in the boat, the fishing boat, in disguise. They sunk a German patrol boat before God.
And what are you doing with this rabble band of killers, fisherman?
They forced me to go with them because they cannot speak Greek.
You're their interpreter?
Yes, that's the word. Interpreter, yes. I went with them, first to a creek in the storm, and then here to this island, to the south cliff. We climbed the cliff.
Stop.
You have something to say, Lieutenant Tootsie.
Forgive me, sir, but this is nonsense. Oh. So far, he's been speaking the truth, but believe
me... I was aware of it, Oberleutnant.
Yes, sir, of course. But the south cliff, no one could climb it.
You sure?
I was a mountaineer before the war, sir. I'm in the Alpine Corps now, I'm sure.
Interesting. Well?
Impossible for you, maybe, Lieutenant, but not for him. Don't you know who that is?
Enlighten us.
Keith Mallory. Keith Mallory, the greatest mountain climber in the world.
Keith Mallory?
Yes, sir, yes. And the others, their names are Brown and Miller.
Damn you, Papa. I told you to be silent.
God.
Papa, but no.
Get your hands off me, Lieutenant.
For God's sake, sir, you can't. The orders. The orders.
Oh, yes, yes. I have to preserve your miserable life so you can enjoy a trip to the fortress, Herr Mallory.
Guard.
Sir.
And the boy is called Stevens, Your Excellency. Stevens.
So, now we can put names to you at last. Thank you, Fisherman.
Your Honor. Your Honor.
One last question. Where have they hidden their explosives?
Alas, Your Excellency, I do not know. I was not allowed to see.
A shame. Still, you have done well.
And now may I go? You said I could go.
I said nothing of the sort. So you are not a fighting man, eh? Just a monstrous deal of skin to cover a quivering bag of jelly. Just a fat and fearful fisherman. Well, perhaps you are, perhaps you are. But perhaps you are not. Bring them in. Wait outside. Come now, Papagos. Say hello to your friends.
They are not my friends.
I wonder if they will agree with you.
What sort of cheap trick is this?
Oh. And I suppose you've never seen them before in your life. Human memory is so short. Well, allow me to reacquaint you. Mr. Keith Mallory, meet Luki Stavrou and Panayis Vlachos, the foxes of Navarone.
Why are we here? Who are these people? We've done nothing. Nothing. How many times to drag us from our
bed? Enough! You see, Tootsie, you're not the only one with a catch tonight. This specimen. This one is new. The other I know very well, don't I, Mr. Panayis Vlachos? Answer me. Answer me, you have a tongue in your head, haven't you? Oh, no. How foolish of me, I forgot. My colleagues in the fortress once had a little too much fun with our wily fox here. A pity, but these things happen.
This is getting tedious. You don't know them. They don't know you. No one knows anything about any explosives. I don't have all night!
What are you doing?
Keep away from him.
My dear sirs, you are in no position to dictate to me.
Miss Skoda!
And neither are you, Lieutenant. I've received no orders concerning this prisoner. So, you've decided to join us, young man.
My name is Andrew Frederick Stevens. My rank is Lieutenant...
Oh, please, no tedious formalities.
How are you feeling, Andy?
I felt better, sir.
I don't doubt you have. You should be ashamed of yourself, Mallory. If a captain of mine allowed a man to fall into this state, I'd have him shot. Your leg, is it, my friend? Where exactly? Here? Yes. Your leg. Not an attractive sight, is it? And quite painful.
Get away from him!
Guard!
You shouldn't have done that, Hauptmann Skoda. You're going to die for that.
Oh, I'm going to die for it, am I? Well, I might as well die twice over.
No!
You will tell me exactly what I want to know, Mr. Mallory, or I shall be compelled to rearrange this young man's leg even further. Well? God in heaven! What's the matter with you? Get him out of here!
Don't wait!
What of you against that wall? Believe me, I'm perfectly capable of using it.
Magnificent. Magnificent!
Give that man an Oscar.
So, little Hauptmann, you think you can break the spirit of the forces of Navarón, do you? Huh? Bastard!
My captain, please hold this while I get the pistols.
My pleasure. Good work, Andrea.
Aye.
Bravo. Yes, that was a very impressive performance, my friend.
I am no friend of yours.
For a moment, just a moment, Skoda was pinned against the wall by the force of the shells. The wall of the hut was made of bare wooden planks, and his arms were stretched out sideways, just for a moment. There was only one guard outside the room, and it was still a couple of hours to dawn. The camp was pretty much dead. No problems there. The problem was Panais.
No, I said!
Why didn't you let him kill me?
Listen to me, Terzig. I've only time to say this once. Whoever killed your Batman, and I'm sorry for it, whether you believe me or not, it wasn't one of my men. Not everyone in this damn war is like Skoda. You of all people should know that.
Skoda was fond of saying I still had much to learn. It seems he was right. I do believe you.
Thank you.
All ready, boss.
One last thing. Where's the camp radio?
So you can smash it, I suppose.
Precisely.
I've no idea.
Suppose I threaten to blow your head off.
You wouldn't kill a man for such a reason.
You learn fast.
Boss. Dusty. I've got our guns and the med kit and my fuses.
And the transmitter.
Good work.
Not that good. No sign of the camp radio. It's probably the main hut where the men sleep.
Then I can stay there.
Ready for some more travels, Andy?
Ready when you are, sir. It's nice of the Germans to let us have this stretcher.
You don't have to carry it, kid.
How many guards on the gate?
Just one, Major. Tonight, there's more. We are here.
There were two guards. I made Miller keep Panais out of it while we jumped them and trussed them up. It was Panais who'd killed the messenger, of course. He must have run into him on his way back down from the cave. Stabbed in the back and then his throat cut. An unarmed boy. Just for being German.
pass. Let me go.
No, I want you with Andy. Andrea and I can do it. Luke, the next move is up to you.
Major, Anais and I, we have the perfect place to hide till tonight. You will find us in the Carob Grove on the Devil's Playground.
Man, the Devil's Playground?
The perfect place.
The explosives were still where we'd stashed them, in the old ruined hut on the mountain. It didn't take us long. Andrea insisted on carrying down the lion's share. I didn't argue. The Devil's Playground turned out to be a rock slope covered in cracks and caves. Lukey's Carob Grove wasn't much more than a clump of trees in the middle of it.
This is a good place, my friend.
Ah, the perfect place. We have the trees to hide us, and the sun and the breeze to caress us. And we have the view. What a view, eh, my friend? Such a view refreshes the soul.
My soul's going to feel a damn sight more refreshed once I've got a job done.
The sea, the sky, the town, the fortress.
The perfect place. Good work, Lukey.
Yeah, Major.
Okay, I'm first on what? The rest of you get some sleep. Dusty?
Boss?
Over here. Stevens is asleep again?
No, he's not. Oh, he's out cold, thank God.
How much longer can it last?
Don't ask me. He should have been dead long ago. He's one hell of a kid. All this scrambling about's not doing him any favors, though.
We've got to move on as soon as it's dark. And we're not leaving him behind.
Oh, God,
no more arguments, Dusty. You saw what Scudder was like. He's not going to be the only one. They get hold of the boy, they'll have the whole plan in no time.
He's a damn sight tougher.
Look, I'm not going over this again. He'll talk. He won't be able to help himself. You know I'm right.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, my God, boss, look at the rest of us. You know, we're not exactly fine figures of health and strength. Carrying that kid, just... it's going to slow us down a hell of a lot.
We carry him as long as we have to.
Yeah, sure.
Get them sleep.
Now, let me take the first watch. You went up the damn mountain, for God's sake.
I've given the rota.
Yeah, and it's a damn stupid one, if you want my opinion,
spare me,
sir.
The insurrection, Corporal. I can do without it.
Yeah, sorry. Just not looking forward to being woken up by that grunting Greek, that's the truth of it.
Just thank your lucky stars you're not German.
You think I don't? Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay, tell you what, give him a message. A cup of coffee and a morning paper would be nice.
And a trim little chambermaid to smooth down your bed.
Now you're just being cruel. Night, boss.
Night, Dusty. There it was. The gun fortress of Navarone. It had cost us ships, planes, God knows how many lives. And now I knew why. The damn thing was built right into the cliffs. I could just see the gun platform under a massive overhang. Jensen's air attack had been a suicidal waste of time, and you couldn't get near it by sea. We were the only chance those men on Keros had left, and we only had 2 more days to get the job done. I spent the whole of my watch just staring at that cliff. Bloody fool.
Dusty, wake up for God's sake. What? Where are they?
Not the Germans.
Not the Germans? Damn it, boss.
Wake up, look.
Oh, my God.
Andy Stevens had disappeared. The stretcher was still there, the blankets, everything. But the boy had gone.
No, I was wrong. He wasn't asleep. Damn it.
He must have heard every word I said. And now he knows exactly why I wanted to look after
him. Sorry, boss. He fooled me completely.
Me too.
He can't have gone far in that state.
No, not far. Thank God it's not full light. We've got time to find him.
Major, my lord is there.
What?
Forgive me, but the boy will soon be dead. Perhaps we should just do nothing.
The boy is strong, little man, and the Germans will be here sooner or later. They will never look here.
We can't take the chance. Fan out and search uphill.
Uphill, sir? With his leg? Well, he'll have gone down the slope for sure.
Stevens has brains as well as guts, Chief. That's what he'll expect us to think.
anything. No, I tell you. Captain, it's getting late.
Yes, I know.
Damn. Damn. What are you doing?
Stand there.
Over here! Oh, dear God.
He knew you would think to look up here. He tried to hide himself.
Watch him. Oh, man, he couldn't have known.
Where is he?
Fool kid. Oh. Damn fool kid.
Is he dead?
Oh, he's dead, all right.
Oh, God.
He just won't die.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Sir?
Dusty said he wanted to tell me something.
Sorry. He's given me something. Make me sleep.
Don't try to talk.
I want to say sorry. So sorry. I wanted to spare you. But sorry.
Right, as we were. I'll finish up my watch. That gives you 65 minutes, Panais. All of you, get your heads down. This might well be your last chance.
What the hell? Panais! Quiet! No, quiet, damn it. I know, I can see them. Stukas, Captain.
Oh, what's all the damn fuss about? They're just flying over.
No, they're not. Get down! Everyone flat on the ground!
Major! Is anyone hurt? Major!
Get down! Incendiaries!
The mother's out in the open!
Lukey! Major!
The nearest caves! How big are they?
What does it matter? The minute we break cover, we're dead!
Look at the smoke, my friend!
Hey, you look at it!
Who's that thing?
Goddamn fools! Big guys!
Lukey! The caves!
Big enough!
The wind was taking the smoke inland. The whole slope from the trees to the caves, it was practically covered. Our own personal smoke screen, courtesy of the Luftwaffe. Bloody nice of them, really.
Panais! Panais!
Panais!
Can I go back?
On your way! Get Stevens out of this!
Boss! Panais, you fool! Where are you? Panais!
What do you know? Signs of life at last. Old medicine man Miller does it again.
What the devil happened? Andrea?
Our friends guessed what we were doing and dropped a few bombs into the smoke.
Real ones this time. The kind that go bang. You caught a shockwave. A bit of concussion, but you were lucky. Casey Brown and Panais were both hit, boss.
How bad?
Crippling. Shrapnel in the left leg, both of them. Chief's got a wicked-looking gash. I've done what I can for him. The fox in Navarone won't let me near him, but looks pretty damn bad.
Can they walk?
They got a choice.
How's the boy?
Still breathing. Don't ask me how.
Right. Where are the Germans?
The planes have gone.
Then let's get the gear together. We're moving on.
Captain! Chief! Something you ought to see. Down there.
They're way off at the bottom of the slope. The WGB again, the Alpine Corps. T
Two trucks, two field guns, and about 40 men. Thanks. They formed up in a single line and started up the slope, straight towards us. Right out in the open.
They're committing suicide.
Why the hell are they doing it?
Pressure from on high, I reckon. Flush us out at any cost.
And the jokers who gave the orders are safe and snug somewhere.
Once we shoot, those field guns will have opposition. Loki?
No, Major. Panais and I, we know these caves like we know our own houses. We can keep moving all day and hardly break cover.
Good man. Right. Miller, we'll start from the middle of the line. Everyone else, come in from the side.
I don't like doing this, boss.
Look, this isn't my idea of fun or even war. If we don't get them, they'll get us.
Right.
Now, let them have it. Let's get the hell out of here.
The next couple of hours, we moved from cave to cave, lugging all the gear, carrying Stevens and trying to dodge the mortars. They didn't know where the hell we were. They just fired them off at random. But sometimes they got bloody lucky.
Good. This is good.
What the hell's good about it? This is a dead end. We're trapped.
Yes, I tell you. Major Mallory, sir. Anais and I, we have been working our way to this very spot all afternoon.
You better have a damn good reason.
At the end of this gully is a hidden tunnel. It leads through the hill to another valley, not 2 miles from the town of Navarone.
Okay, good man. We're out of sight here. 5 minutes rest, and then we move.
Where are they?
Just below us. About a dozen men. They're not moving up.
How the hell they find us?
They're in the rocks. They can't get any closer. It's too open.
Loki, how far to the tunnel? Is there any cover?
We have nearly half a mile to go.
What about cover?
I wasn't expecting more ground troops. I was hiding us from the trucks on the road. From below, we would not be seen.
But they're not going to stay below, are they? As soon as we make a break for it, they'll know it. And they'll be up here like a shot. What then, Luki?
Major, sir. From up here, we will be in plain sight. I'm very, very sorry. Oh. But I said, how will they know when we make a break for it?
Have they stopped firing, man? There's nowhere in yon gully that clear line of sight.
We can fire into the air. Or fool them.
This is the WGB. They know every trick in the book. Damn it, they wrote the bloody book.
This is all Luki's fault. So Luki will fix it.
What are you talking about?
I will stay and keep firing to hold them off. You will go.
Like hell we will.
Major, please. You can go and not be seen. Luki will buy you time to get away. It's a splendid plan.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You see? The brave Lieutenant Stephens. He agrees with me.
It's the only plan. But you got one thing wrong, Luki.
Wrong? What do you mean? What did Luki get wrong?
Just one small detail. You're not staying behind.
Huh?
I am. I'm not as good at this doctrine as I thought. The kid's lost his mind.
Andy, don't be ridiculous.
Please, sir. It's just a matter of using our heads, that's all. The gangrene. It's right up past the knee, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
God damn it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your honesty. So you see, it makes perfect sense. And anyway, it's time I did something for my living. Just leave me a couple of boxes of ammo and a few grenades. And away you go.
I'll be damned if we will.
One step closer and I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
I mean it, Dusty. That's better. Well, goodbye, gentlemen. Thanks for all you've done for me. So long, kid. I guess maybe you... He's seeing you.
Goodbye to you, Lieutenant. If I carry away me boats, lad.
Thanks, Chief. I appreciate that. Lucky, Panais.
The foxes of Navarone salute you.
Andrea. Sorry. Lieutenant Colonel, sir.
Lieutenant.
Sir?
Handy.
I'm okay, sir. Honestly. No pain left to feel. It's wonderful. Do me a favor, sir.
What?
Light me a gaffer.
Here.
Thanks. Damn good. Sir.
What?
Ever since we started, I've been afraid.
We all have.
Not like I was. Not afraid in every bone. Not afraid every second. Well, I'm not afraid anymore. That's my cue, I think. Time you were gone, sir.
Lieutenant Stevens.
Captain Mallory. Damn good.
It worked. We got along the gully and through the tunnel. I don't know how long Stephen's ammo lasted, or how long it took for the Germans to twig and get up there. We were out of earshot by then. It worked. Not 40 minutes later, we were in Navarone.
Where is everybody? This place is a ghost town.
Are you complaining?
Me complain? Come on.
Quiet, you two.
Lots of people left when the Germans took over the castle. The old house is under the walls, all empty. This way.
Well, what do you think, Dusty?
I think fortress is the right word for it.
Damn it. What the flick? I could use a hand. Thanks, Polly. Here. Take the aerial. Now, they're careful. Look, I'll just date myself.
They'll still be monitoring, Chief. We can't transmit.
Mind that well, Captain. There's coming up time for Alex to call us.
God, I'd completely forgotten.
We've missed two regular check-ins. They'll be wondering where the hell we are.
Oh, fine bloody leader I am.
Rhubarb Goring Pimpernel. Rhubarb
calling
Pimpernel.
Rhubarb calling
Pimpernel. Are you hearing me, Pimpernel? Your signal received and understood. Where the blazing hell have you been? Don't answer. Maintain voice silence until ordered otherwise. One click if you hear and understand. Over.
Until ordered otherwise, Captain.
Something's happened. Send we understand.
Signal received. Important new information follows. Intelligence regarding your host's little party incorrect. Repeat, incorrect. They journeyed on through the night and will be arriving dawn tomorrow.
Damn the hell, tomorrow?
They journeyed on and will be arriving dawn tomorrow. X, now X minus two. One click if you understand. Over.
Chief.
Sorry, sir.
Received and understood. Now listen carefully. You're ordered to break radio silence for 2 seconds only. Repeat, 2 seconds only to answer one question. Signal, if you understand. Over. Received. Question is, how close to target are team leader and Jack? Repeat, how close to target are team leader and Jack? Please respond. 2 seconds early. Over.
Captain.
Okay. Right. Very close target. Inside soon. Over.
Received and understood. Do not transmit again. That's the best news I've had all day. I have to assume that success is in sight.
I have to assume? What the hell, Jensen, playing that? Good God,
I am wishing our night. I repeat. I'm ordering our friends to gatecrash the party as of witching hour tonight. Rhubarb out.
Of all the goddamn idiots.
Forgive me, I do not understand.
The German invasion of Heros has been brought forward 24 hours.
Yeah, and our beloved leaders ordered the evac fleet to move in.
They never destroyed? They're coming?
They're coming all right. Guns have no guns.
At midnight. They're coming at midnight. We've only got 4 hours. God help us all. It was bloody frustrating. Loki had brought us to a house on the clifftop, hard up against the fortress wall. If you leaned out far enough, you could see the damn guns. And they might have been a million miles away. I couldn't have made that climb if I was fresh and fit. I was bone tired, and I had a team who could barely walk. On the town side, the walls were 50 feet high and topped with barbed wire. So, there was only one way to get inside. The way we'd planned to use all along.
It is a good plan.
No, it's not, but it'll work with your help.
Major, the forces of Navarone are proud to be of service.
Right. We're going to need diversions. Andrea?
My keys.
Casey?
Hold it, boss!
Dusty?
Hold it!
Right there!
Hi. What's the matter with you? This is the matter with me. I've been checking my gear. You know what this is? A clockwork fuse. I brought 4 of them. Stupid, basic little things, but they work. Except that this one doesn't. Not anymore. Hey! Trigger arms have been broken clean off! Same with the rest. They could take their kingdom come and not even set off a firecracker. What the devil could... And then there's this. Contact fuse. Fulminate of mercury enough to blow your fingers off. It's unstable as hell. Watch. Hey! Ain't working too well, is it? That's cause it's empty. I showed you the slow fuses, too, but guess what? They're missing altogether. And that crate over there, there's enough TNT to blow that fort sky high, and without the fuses, it's no goddamn use to me at all. Sorry, guys. Party's over.
Must have been the damn Germans when we were captured.
I checked just after we escaped. Everything was fine. It didn't happen then.
What does it matter when it happens? The mission has failed.
Dusty, there's got to be some way around this. Think, man.
I suppose I can stick something together, but I don't guarantee it'll work.
It's got to work. Do it.
Sure. But first, I want to know who's responsible. I thought you never let that bag out of your sight.
Damn straight. I've been carrying it around every second since we escaped from the camp.
Except once. We made a dash for it through the incendiaries. My God, I'd forgotten. I went to grab it, but someone else got there first.
Who, man?
Someone who was alone with it for just long enough.
For God's sake, Dusty, who was it?
It was him.
No.
Panayis Vlako. Against the wall, sunshine.
Against the wall!
This is ridiculous.
Isn't it? We've had some real bad luck lately, haven't we? Real bad luck, if that's what it was. Sonny boy here slips out of that cave in the snowstorm, and then the Alpine Corps turn up. He takes us to his favorite hiding place, and what do you know? They find us there, too.
Panais, tell them. Tell them this is nonsense.
Yeah, and then we get mortars smack on the nose. And the big finish, the Jokers with the machine guns right on the doorstep. How the hell did they know where we were, huh? Move away from them, Loki. Move, I said. Okay, Chummy. Let's have a look at that wounded leg of yours. Well, well. Medicine Man Miller does it again. Instant cures for one and all.
Bloody fakener.
So he could hang behind us all the time and signal to the Germans.
Yeah, and leave nice little notes for him, too, I bet you.
I don't believe it. For years we've worked together. Many missions.
And how many went just a little bit wrong, huh? How many of our boys were captured and tortured and killed because he betrayed them? How many had to die like Andy Stevens had to die?
No, you
boss?
I'm not going to accuse a man just for faking an injury. Maybe his nerve went. Maybe he just wanted to keep out of the action.
His nerve!
I don't think old Sunshine here is afraid of anything.
You want more than this.
Okay, right. Just give me a minute.
Look, there is no more. He was tortured by the Germans. He was flogged. His tongue was torn out.
Oh, yeah. He is their living proof, that's right. They defy old Adolf and you get scarred for life.
Turn around.
Do it!
Right.
No.
Well, what do you know? Another miracle cure. And what do you say we go for 3 in a row? No funny moves now, Sunshine.
Put one finger on me, Americano, and I'll snap your neck before you can pull the trigger.
Strike 3, you're out. Well, boss.
Nice work, Dusty.
Aye.
How could you do this? Your country. Your people.
My people. Posturing imbeciles like you.
That's all. No. No.
Right, you son of a bitch. Just for the record, anything to say in your defense?
You are weak and you are inferior. You will never succeed. Long live the glorious Third Reich. Hail Hitler!
The prisoner had nothing to say. Come on, boss. Let's go blow up some guns.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What the hell?
My friend and I have no qualms about using these.
Come with us, please.
English pig.
Come to me, this.
You'll find out in 6 minutes. While you're waiting, out of those uniforms. Score one for the big guy. Right on time.
Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Let's go!
Guard! Guard! Every man to the street of the steps! We've got the English commandos cornered! Hurry, man!
But the gate, sir! We can't leave the gate!
Idiot! If the English swine escape again, it'll be the Russian front for all of us!
Doctor!
Up to you, Claude.
Who the hell's Claude?
They're in the street of the steps! Get that truck started! Move! The street of the steps! Go! Go!
Officers, quarters. That way. Come on, Dusty. Who the devil... Get the keys.
Got him.
See if you can find the light. Bingo. Save it. This is just the ammo store. Over there, hoist for the shells. A ladder down to the guns.
Dear God in heaven. I just stood there like a fool. It didn't seem real. Maybe because after everything else, the last step had just been too easy. I tried to tell myself, I'm here. I'm here at last. These are the guns of Navarone. But I still didn't believe it. They didn't look like guns at all. They looked like monsters. I suppose I was expecting something big, but they were bloody gigantic.
I'm going to need about 10 minutes. Who's there?
Lucky.
Where's the big fella?
Still busy. The ropes?
All set. Homeless, boss.
How much longer?
I'm about half done.
Company.
Already?
Probably an alarm on the door. Sounds like a sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer? That door's armor plated. We've got ages. Homeless, would you?
Come! Over here! Go, 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 go! They've given up.
Someone probably remembered they got a spare set of keys.
This might be a good time to get a move on, Dusty. Faster! Faster! Dusty,
please, boss. Never rush a professional. Clippers.
Clippers. Open it. Inside.
Move! Move!
Dusty, for the love of God!
Well, it's not perfect, but I guess it's going to have to do. Finished.
Find them! Find them! Hold!
Hey, Gamal!
Sergeant!
General! There's nobody here!
We'd slung a couple of ropes from the gun cabin across the cliff to the empty house. Miller didn't like it, but he preferred it to staying where it was. And that's more or less it. Andrea had the Germans chasing themselves in the dark. They never noticed he wasn't there anymore. He met us at the harbor. Luki stole us a boat. And we got the hell out of there. And then, you picked us up.
That's quite a story,
sir.
There is one small detail outstanding.
Just the one, yes, sir.
We're well within earshot of the fortress and we haven't heard any explosion.
There hasn't been any explosion.
Keep looking! They didn't break in just to scoff at the gun. Keep looking!
Ah, Herr General! Herr General! Look, sir.
Ah, an ingenious piece of improvisation. Excellent, Private.
Sir.
Bomb disposal! Here!
I see. Come.
Beg pardon, gentlemen. Captain Rye's compliments. Would you care to join him on the bridge?
Commodore on the bridge.
As you were.
Ryan.
Commodore Jensen.
Gentlemen.
Commodore Jensen. Have you told him, boss?
Oh, he's told me, all right. How much do you know, Captain?
Corporal Miller's given me the gens up.
I'm sorry the Sirdar has to be first in, John.
Honor had to fall to someone, Commodore.
Right, so. How soon?
We'll be in clear sight of the guns in 2 minutes.
Target on the scanner.
Target on the scanner.
Elevation 29 degrees.
Elevation 29 degrees. Elevation 29 degrees.
Bearing 11 west.
Bearing 11 west. Bearing 11 west. In position! In position, Herr General.
Fire.
Fire! Fire!
Nice work, Dusty.
Hey, it was nothing. The old decoy explosives trick. And a neat little connection to their firing control. Kind of them to set it off for me, wasn't it?
Kind of them to stop looking after they find the decoy, too.
Yeah, well, there is that, sir.
It is a good fight, American.
Why, yes, sir. Thanks. I only wish Andy Stevens could have been here to see it.
My Keith.
Andrea. Look.
We're a good team.
Yeah, good team. Commodore Jensen.
Captain Mallory.
I beg to report, sir. Mission accomplished.
Thank you. Captain Ryan. Full speed for Keros.
Aye, aye, sir. Number one, signal the fleet. Full speed for Keros.
The Guns of Navarone starred Toby Stevens as Keith Mallory, David Rintoul as Andrea, Alex Norton as Casey Brown, John Garasio as Dusty Miller, Peter Kenny as Andy Stevens, and Michael Williams as Commodore Jensen. Other parts were played by David Bannerman, David Brooks, Alistair Danson, Anthony O'Fable, Gerard McDermott, David Holt, and John Rowe. The Guns of Navarone was dramatized by Bert Cools from the novel by Alistair MacLean. It was directed by Patrick Rayner of BBC Scotland for Radio 2 and is published in the UK by BBC Worldwide.